The Gemara Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph quotes the Mishnah that says Be'echad B'Shvat is Roshana Le'ilon. Roshana Le'ilon is on Echad B'Shvat according to B'Shamer, according to B'Soho on Tu B'Shvat. Now what is this Negeah? So there's two main Nafkaminas. Number one, to figure out the years of Maisers, the cutoff time would be Be'echad B'Shvat. And number two, Legabe Dinim of Arla and Netar Avaya, as we saw in the Gemara before. But what's not clear in the Gemara is when is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis for Shvias? When does the year of Shvias begin for Ilanis? Do we say it's going to be on Tu B'Shvat or Be'echad B'Shvat, just like we find that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisis and Arla? Or do we say it's on Echad B'Tishrei, that's when the year of Shemitah begins, just like by all other produce? So is it the Shemitah year begin on Echad B'Shvat, or does it begin on Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, or does it begin on Echad B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, like for everything else? So this is not discussed Beferish in the Gemara, but it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is, Perek Daled Halachatas, says Beferish that Ilanis also have a Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, meaning on Echad B'Tishrei. That is the Rosh Hashanah for Shvi'is and not on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is only Legabe, Maisus, and Arla. That's Rishitas Rambam. But Rabbeinu Chananel, later on in Daf Tesvav, in the Sefer Ha'arech, both argue on the Rambam, and they say that the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanis, for Shvi'is, would be on Tu B'Shvat, just like it is for Arla and other Dinim. And the Arach and the Rabbeinu Chananel, Bechar, very difficult to understand, because when we're talking about the year of Shemitah, Shemitah is totally on when the Karka becomes Kaddish with Kedusha Shvias. It's when the year of Shemitah begins, and that, Bechar, should be universal for everything. Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah, that should be Rosh Hashanah for Ilanis too. The fact that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Maisers and Arla should not affect the Din of Shvias. It's very hard to understand why the year of Shemitah wouldn't start until Tu B'Shvat when it comes to Ilanis. So what is the Bir and the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Arach? And the Torah Zrayim, written by Rabbi Pomeranchuk, the Baal Emek Bracha, says a very nice hesber in the Shitas HaRambam and the against the Arach and the Rabbeinu Chananel. He says a nice hesber in the Machlekes, and he explains like this. The Gemara says, why is it that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanis? So the Gemara says, Hol v'yatsu gishmei shana. Since most of the rain of the year already happened, that's why it's the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanis. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that most of the Yemaisak Shamim already happened, and that is the Geshamim that is going to cause the tree to be chaynet, to bud at this point, and therefore the Chanita takes place after Tu B'Shvat, and that's why it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanis. So it sounds like from Rashi that this, that the Gemara mentions, the Geshamim is not really the Sibas Adavar, that's not really the main reason, it's more of a simon. It's a simon that if all the rain already happened before Tu B'Shvat, then the Chanita, the budding, will happen after Tu B'Shvat, and that's why it's Mistaber that from Tu B'Shvat it should be the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanis. But if you look in Taisus is Chaylik on Rashi. Taisus learns the Gemara differently. He learns that Halvi Yatsu Reb Yishmei Shana means that if something was Chaynet after Tu B'Shvat, if that's when the Chanita happened, then you could be guaranteed that the Geshamim that made it grow came down after Rosh Hashanah, after Echad B'Tishrei. But if something was Chaynet before Tu B'Shvat, then the Geshamim that made that grow came from the previous year, from before the previous Rosh Hashanah, from the year before. That's how Taisus learns the Gemara. It sounds like from Taisus that really the Geshamim over here is the Siba. That is not a siman to when the Chanita happens, but we're really concerned about the Geshamim. We want it to be from this year when the Geshamim came down. And really it comes out Lufi Taisus that the Ikar Hashanah is really Rosh Hashanah. It's really Aleph B'Tishrei. But if we know that the Chanita happened after Tu B'Shvat, we could assume that the Geshamim came from this year, from Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, and on. But if the Geshamim came, if the Chanita came before Tu B'Shvat, then the Geshamim came from the previous year. So it says the Torah Zrayim, it could be that the Rambam, the Arach and the Rabbeinu Chananel learned like the Shita of Taisus, that Hol V'yatsu Gishmei Shana is really the Sibas HaDin over here. So when we say that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, it's really not, essentially, it doesn't mean that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, it's really that Rosh Hashanah Aleph B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. That's what's Kaveh the year. But the way to know if the Geshamim came from after Rosh Hashanah or not depends on whether the Chanita happened before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat. If we find that it happened after Tu B'Shvat, then you're guaranteed that the Geshamim came from that year. So Lefi, that Havan of Taisus, we can understand the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Arach, that the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat, because really what they're saying essentially is Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, which is trying to be Mevar, that the rain came from after Echad B'Tishrei. Mashenki in Shitas HaRambam, who holds the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, he Mistam held like Rashi. He held like Rashi when the Gemara says, Hol V'yatsu Reb Gishmei Shana, that is not really the Sibas HaDin, that's just a simen that the Chanita, which is taking place now, is coming from from the meaning the Geshama that came down then is causing the Chanata to happen now, and therefore it's Misaber that Tu B'Shvat is going to be the cutoff for Maisus and Arla. But when it comes to the year of Shvius, of course it's going to be in Rosh Hashanah, like everything else, that's going to be the beginning of the year, and therefore they say that Rosh Hashanah would be Be'echad B'Tishrei. And in Kenim Hadvarim, so that's the Hasba of the Tar Zoharim. Lufi that, I think it comes out nicely that Rashi is going to Shitasri because the Chazanish and Shvius, Simon Zayin, Oisid Beis, is Medai from Rashi, not over here, but Rashi and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Tes, that Rashi holds like the Rambam. The Rosh Hashanah for Elon and Shvius is Tishrei and not Tu B'Shvat. And Lufi that, it would mean that Rashi understands that when the Gemara says, Hove Yotsu, Rav Gishmei Shana, it's not just being Mevar, it's not saying that since those Gishamim came after Rosh Hashanah, therefore the Rosh Hashanah should be now after Tu B'Shvat, because that's Mevar that it came from this year, not the previous year, but that would mean that Rashi holds that the Iker thing we're talking about is the Chanata, and if the Chanata happens now, that means that the Gishamim of this year before Tu B'Shvat made it grow, and that's really what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Hal v'yatzu Rav Yishmei Shana shekvar aver Rav Yemaisak Shamim shuvizan Raviya va'ala hasar ve'ilanus v'nimtzu haperes chayntin ne'atas." Rashi is saying clearly it's totally on the Chanata, and that's really what's causing it, not when the Gishamim came down. So therefore, l'shitasa, it makes sense what the Chazanish is being medayik from him in Sukkah, that the Rosh Hashanah le'ilanus would be on Aleph B'Tishrei, not on Tu B'Shvat, but the Rabbi Nachanan and the Aruch who hold that the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat, they would hold like Taisus, they would hold that it's really telling them when the Gishamim came down, and essentially they're really saying that the Iker Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, but if the Chanata happened now, that's a riot that the Gishamim came from after Aleph B'Tishrei of this year.